I would say that it's based mainly about on expectations. So, for instance, if me, an older woman, and I perhaps had, you know, troubled relationship with my mother-in-law or with my mother, and I perhaps have got a very strong relationship with my son, and do I consider that any girl is good enough for my son, and that she's got to do things the way I want them done for my son, and if they're not done that way, then it's the wrong way. So I think it's based mainly on these expectations, this perhaps overprotectiveness that perhaps we as women might have.
Do you think those expectations can be unfair sometimes?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. If there is going to be any healing in a relationship between a mother and daughter-in-law, we're talking here from the mother-in-law's perspective, that the first thing she has to do is be able to become aware and acknowledge what her expectations are and to ask herself the question, are these realistic or unrealistic?
So for a young woman who's entering into a family dynamic, what advice do you give them to create and establish a good relationship with a potential mother-in-law?
Well, I will speak from your question, the daughter-in-law to the mother-in-law, but in actual fact I would apply this to anybody, that we need to be aware of what our expectations are. We need to know that we can set boundaries, that we've got the right to set boundaries, that we can have healthy boundaries, that we can know when we can let people in, when we want to keep people out, and that we also respect that other people have got those boundaries as well, and that they can do the same thing. And I think that with those two things, an awareness of what our expectations are, the ability to be able to look at what we might call realistic or unrealistic, knowing that we've got the right to have boundaries and respecting other people's boundaries, we've got a much better chance of having a good relationship.
And if people are in a relationship that they're not happy with, if there's tension between themselves, say, between the mother and the daughter-in-law, how do you go about changing that and improving that relationship?
Well, the first thing is, when we talk about change, the only person that we can change is ourselves. We cannot change anybody else. So if I'm in a relationship that is got problems, if change is going to occur, I am the one that has to change. That does not necessarily guarantee that the other person is going to change. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that it's going to improve the relationship. But at least I'll be able to sleep better at night.
What's some of the basic language that we should be using when we're trying to, I guess, change and to enter that process that you're talking about of changing yourself in a relationship?
To use the shortest word in the English language for each one of us to resurrect our right to use the word I. I want, I don't want, I would like, I wouldn't like, I feel, I think. Each one of us has got the right to use that word I, but also respecting that other people have got that right as well.